the age of media transparency, things have never seemed so unclear. We're changing that. Welcome to Level Headed with former professional athlete and entrepreneur, Ambassador Jack Brewer. Offering a balanced, authentic, and non-traditional perspective, exposing the divisiveness of information that influences us today. Focused on issues in politics, sports, entertainment, health, and business, highlighting stories of social good by real people who are changing the world. It's time to get level-headed. Here's Jack.
We are live in New York. This is Off the Field. My name is Jack Brewer, and I'm very excited for this show today. Off the Field, as you know, dives not into sports, not into what players do on the field, but what we do off the field, more importantly. And I can't tell you how excited I am to have future Hall of Famer, arguably one of the best all-around baseball players that ever touched the diamond, homegrown in Puerto Rico, Mr. Carlos Beltran. Welcome, brother.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for having me here with you.
So, Carlos, man, I can't tell you as much as possible how excited I am to have a man that just doesn't just represent sports, but the things you have been able to accomplish away from the game and the impact you've had on people is pretty special, man. So just to start us off, man, just let everybody know a little overview of some of the things you do away from baseball.
Well, first of all, you know, understanding that I'm coming from my home beginnings and growing up in Puerto Rico, you know, God gave me the opportunity to play baseball and really develop myself. Got the opportunity to sign in 1995 with the Kansas City Royals. Got the opportunity to get to the big leagues in 1998. You know, being able to play in the big leagues for 20 years, there's no doubt that I have one goal, and one goal was going to be able to establish myself in the big leagues, but most importantly, was to use the platform that God gave me to play in the big leagues, to do good things outside the ballpark, like getting involved in the community, being able to do something for the community, and understanding the needs out there. So, you know, I was able to build a high school in Puerto Rico. I was able to do my foundation 11 years ago. Was able to kind of get in contact with the teams that I play for. And I was able to, you know, just be in the community. And that's what it's all about. It's about, I know what I could do for me as a ball player. And a lot of times, you know, people ask me, how do you want to be remembered, you know, when everything's said and done? And I just want to be remembered as an athlete that took advantage of the opportunity and used the platform that God gave him to also impact the community.
That's great. It sounds, you know, as you're speaking, and hopefully all the kids out there are listening to this show, because it really is about legacy. And, you know, we talk so much as athletes. I know me playing in the NFL, I never saw my NFL career as my legacy. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of part of a overall plan and a vision. But take it back to your childhood, mm-hmm. right? You grew up in Puerto Rico. You know, you probably weren't a wealthy guy.
No.
And I'm sure you had days where, you know, you had to push and you kind of had to put a plan together to get where you were. Tell us a little bit about how it was growing up in Puerto Rico, defying the odds, and really becoming the man of Carlos Beltran.
Well, you know what? I have to really thank, you know, my mom and my dad for always pushing us to be good student and most importantly, be good citizens. And, you know, my dad was a hardworking man who worked in a factory in Manatee. He used to make like $25,000 a year to, you know, my mom never worked. He basically stayed home taking care of us. I have an older brother, two sisters. So, you know, he struggled at times, you know, and I got to see him struggle. And that also was a motivation for me to try to, you know, make something out of the talent that God gave me as a ball player. And because I always felt that, you know, I want to give my parents back some of the sacrifice that they have, you know, given us. I know as a parent, you know, you have the responsibility to take care of your kids and all that. But when you see your parents struggle and God give you the opportunity to make it in a career, it was important for me to take care of them. And now they're retired. They're living a good life in Puerto Rico. I'm proud of them. And, you know, and I'm just thankful every single day that I wake up that I didn't took my career for granted. I didn't took the platform that God gave me for granted. And I'm, you know, I just love to give back. That's one of my passions.
Was there ever a turning point for you? You know, as I look back kind of on my youth and my sports career, there was a couple things that happened that really could have gone either way. And I just, you know, I remember back, you know, I had an injury and it kind of put me on my butt a little bit. Mm-hmm. And where I was questioning whether, you know, would I go to try to become a professional athlete or would I just kind of take a back seat, focus on my academics? You know, but God willing, you know, I pushed through that. Is there anything that you had in your life that kind of made you have to think twice about your path or kind of, you know, sharpened you up a bit?
Yes. And at least in my case, understanding the baseball, only 1% of the players make it to the big leagues. I remember signing in 1995. I'm 18 years old, coming from Puerto Rico, don't speak English, coming to America, new culture. So it was hard for me to adjust. And, you know, I see myself in this new environment and I'm thinking, wow, I need to make it happen. You know, I don't want to go back and struggle again. So I'm thinking strongly about, you know, the things that I want to do, the things that I need to take care of in order to accomplish my goal and my vision. And in 1998, I get to the big leagues. In 1999, I win the Rookie of the Year. So everything's going well right now for Carlos Beltran. But at the same time, it was in 2000 where I got hurt, my knee. Now I'm 3 months on the DL. So I'm thinking, wow, you know what? The professional athlete career can change from one day to another. Now I'm thinking, I don't know if you're going to be able to come back. I don't know what's going to happen if I cannot able to play anymore. Do I got to go back to school? What I going to do with my life? So that's why I decide 2 years after that to build my foundation and to build a high school in Puerto Rico, because I wanted to impact the kids in a way where they have to focus in the academic side of it, because the sport could be here today and tomorrow could be gone. But the academic side of it, the education side of, you know, is important in life. And that's why, you know, I'm very proud of the things that I have done in Puerto Rico. The high school is impacting kids. Most of the kids come because they want to become ball players. But when they realize that, you know, the career is hard, they focus on the academic side of it. And for me, it's great because they're capable of going to colleges in the United States and continue with their education. So for me, that's something that I'm passionate about. And you know, a lot of my friends that signed the same year that I signed, none of them got to the big league. I was the only one. So, you know, so it put in perspective a lot of things in life.
Yeah, that's great, man. And you talk about, you know, using your baseball, you know, you've said the word education probably 15 times since we started the interview. And that really resonates with me. And it does, because, you know, I played in the NFL where unlike baseball, a lot of baseball players are coming out of high school, mm-hmm. right? In the NFL, they're not coming out of high school, but they're not finishing college. Mm. And so with the careers being 3 years and on average as compared to baseball, 7, mm-hmm. it makes it a little bit different in retirement, obviously, because you're younger. Yeah. Now you're uneducated. Exactly. And so, you know, what I've been able to do is I created a education platform where I help professional athletes get their undergrads.
That's great.
And then go on and get their MBAs. I'm a professor at Fordham University here in the city. And so I bring that up because it sounds like you're doing that from the grassroots, from the youth level.
Yeah.
But before we dive into your school, because I want to really talk about that, I would love to hear your experiences in the locker room. Mm-hmm. Because it sounds like, you know, obviously you're a leader, but in the locker room, what were some of the stories, or how did your message resonate with the other ball players?
Well, for me, it was about encouraging my teammates. I want to encourage my teammates to, you know, prepare as an athlete, but also, you know, make sure that, you know, you take that opportunity that God is giving you and make sure you impact other people. You know, that's what it's all about. Like I said before, you know, I knew what I could do for myself that point when I was a ball player. But, you know, it wasn't about that. It was about what I can do for the people out there that is in need, that I know that if I get involved in the community, I can help them. You know, being an athlete, a good athlete, and being able to perform is great. But the satisfaction comes when you really are giving, you know, to other people. That's when the really satisfaction comes. I can look at my career, my 20 years, and I can remember some moments, but I can remember almost every moment that I was able to do an event for the community, when I was able to give a check to somebody that needed to continue with their education and giving them a scholarship. So I remember all those moments. And for me, those moments, they brought me a lot of joy, you know. And when you realize that, you know, you're really taking out of your time to do things like that, only good is going to come to you. So I feel blessed. Like I say, you know, when I look at my career, it's hard to play 20 years in the big leagues. And I felt that the only way that I could accomplish that was by using the platform the right way. God knew what I was doing. God knew that he needed to keep me going in the big leagues in order to continue to do good things out there. So I know I was a good ball player. I know I did good things on the field. But I'm more proud of the life that I was able to touch off the field.
Beautiful. I think we got to go to break on that. And we'll come back, Carlos. We're going to talk about Operation Rise Up, the Carlos Beltran Foundation, all the great things you're doing to help the world. You're a man of service.
Thank you.
And I'm truly humbled to have you on our show, man.
Appreciate it, brother. You're one too.
I appreciate it. I'm Jack Brewer. This is Off the Field, and we will be right back. Everybody, welcome back. This is Off the Field. I'm Jack Brewer, and we are sitting with Carlos Beltran, and we also have one of his charity partners, Mr. Hector Feliciano. But we ended the last segment talking a little bit about service, and I want to jump back into that really quick with you, Carlos. And
sure.
We had a great conversation going on the break, just talking about the importance of serving, man.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a lot of people talk about it. But, you know, you're a shining example of doing it. And I have a philosophy that I try to live by.
Sure. Right?
And that's live your words through the work of your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tell all the young guys that I mentor, you know, live your words through the work of your hands. If you're not helping and serving,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're not doing God's work. And
exactly.
So you were talking about that and just highlight some of that as we were discussing before about the philosophies you've lived by, and you've been able to actually see those
mm-hmm.
being passed on to your other peers, which is just powerful to me.
Oh, man, for me, it's great. You know, I always say that the way we treat others is the way we show God that we love him. For me, throughout my career, I'm always try to preach that, you know, and try to pass that to my teammates, the people around me. You know, it's about using, you know, We only live one, man, you know, it's one time around. I believe that when everything is said and done, you know, God is not going to ask us about, hey, how much money do you left in your bank account? Hey, how much houses you were able to collect? You know, it's about how many life you were able to impact. So for me, I take that very seriously every single day. So and there's good people. There's good people in the world, you know. And for me, being able to contact this year by Jason, being able to be part of this fundraising that we're doing in the Hamptons, I'm very excited. It shows me that there's good people out there doing great things for the community.
That's right. So just to reiterate on that, Carlos Beltran Foundation, Operation Rise Up, is preparing for a big Puerto Rico fundraiser gala.
It's going to be a party, man.
Yeah, this is a part of the Bridge Hampton Benefits, which is going into its fifth year. I personally have been there helping with this event since the beginning, and I got to tell you, every year it gets better and better. The impact that this organization and this event has had already on people around the world, but now it's going to a whole new level with a partnership with you and supporting your cause. I just want to dive into that a little bit and introduce Hector and let him talk a little bit as well about the foundation and some of the things that are going on the ground.
First, I want to tell everybody how it started, which is probably the most important here. This was all on a small little trip that Jason and I, Jason is the founder of the Bridgehampton Benefit. We had a small trip to Puerto Rico for a couple of days, you know, relaxing trip. And it's funny how you always think how to give back and do some good humanitarian stuff for the community and for everybody. We were actually in Condado Beach, and we were sitting by the bar having a couple of drinks. And Jason was talking about his foundation, and he was just being a little more creative on, you know, trying to do something different this year. And it so happens, I was on my phone with my cousin, who's also a Major League Baseball player. And I told Jason, why don't we just do something different and get Carlos Beltran in and his foundation. Actually, we brainstormed from there, and this is where we are today, which, you know, it's like one of the best things happening right now, the biggest thing happening in Southampton this summer. You know, it's a great cause. I really want everybody to come down and support us. I guess you all know the event is July 27, 2019. At that same time, you know, we're going to be doing our mission to Puerto Rico. We're leaving July 9th, just so everybody knows. We're returning July 12th. We're going to explore and meet the doctors out there, see the hospitals. And by the end of the year, we're looking to actually ship down all the equipment. And early next year, we're looking to have the whole team out there and start our mission. So this is just the beginning of great things and great things that we're going to do for everyone. And we definitely need everyone's support this summer, July 27th. You know, and I really want to thank Carlos Beltran for being a part of this, Jason Zimmerman, Dr. Alan Medhat with Operation International. And I'm looking forward for everybody. Please come down and join us. And just go online, www.bridgehamptonbenefit.com. Log in. Make your donations to us. You know, it's great for a great cause, everybody. And thank you very much for having me here today, everybody.
Definitely, Hector. This is amazing. And folks, like I said, I can tell you, most of the listeners, you know where my heart is in serving. And I tell you, this is the ultimate event that I participate in every year. Anything that Jason Zimmerman is a part of, his heart is in it, and it's truly an amazing benefit. And you can also feel free to donate by texting 44321 OP Rise Up. That's OP Rise Up. OP Rise Up to 44321. Carlos, I want to talk a little bit about Puerto Rico and dive in. I told you, you know, I've had the great pleasure of helping the Boys and Girls Club. Hands-on. Yeah, we donated over 1,000 solar lights there to the various families during the hurricane. Brought 2 plane loads of medical supplies, and my organization was able to actually fly out over 300 people who needed urgent medical care. Some of them were on their final days, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Able to help them get out of there. It was a pretty crazy situation for me, and I just know. I can't imagine. I'm not from there. But, you know, when I was there, I felt like I was from there, you know, and the place, you know, really brought me in, and to see, you know, the people who kind of came out from everywhere to help each other. Was something powerful for me. That island really, you could feel God's presence on them as they, you know, really had each other's back and were serving each other. But, you know, you were telling the story earlier about some things that you did during some of those crises. Can you highlight those?
Yeah, I mean, I remember that day the hurricane hit the island. I was in Houston, and I was in my apartment, and I'm looking outside, and I'm thinking, wow, you know, I can go across the street, buy a bottle of water. I could go to a gas station, fill the tank of my car. And I haven't been able to talk to my family for 10 days. Finally, my brother reached out to me and said, Carlos, things are not good in Puerto Rico. You know, there's no food. They're rationing everything. There's no water. And, you know, we're scared, you know. And that put me in a position where I needed to do something about it. Thanks to the Lord, the owner of the Houston Astros, Jim Crane, who is a great person. I told Jim, I need a couple of planes. And we were able to get 2 big planes from, you know, UPS, FedEx company. We were able to put 500,000 pounds of water, food. We flew to Puerto Rico. We were able to go to my hometown, and we were able to impact. The next day, like 20,000 people show up in need of water, a can of food. And, you know, it really devastated me, you know, in a way where after that day, I wasn't the same. knowing that, you know, my family, my people was struggling in the island. In not only one area of the island, it was the whole Puerto Rico. So what really I'm proud of is that even the people that were struggle, the little that they have, they were sharing with the people that didn't have anything. So everyone got together. It put us in a place where we were more conscious about our neighbors than before. And Puerto Rico is going to be stronger than ever. There's no doubt that we're racing little by little. It's going to take time, years, to rebuild the island. But at the same time, we're going to be a better place than before.
And Hector, we were talking about particularly with Operation Rise Up is trying to do, going to Puerto Rico, providing this urgent medical care. You know, here in the 50 states here that touch each other, we have a lot more services from a healthcare perspective than in some parts of Puerto Rico, where there are really a big need for urgent surgery for kids. Touch on that a little bit, because I know Operation Rise Up really wants to go there to deploy this type of medical assistance for the children and for the people of Puerto Rico.
Right. Currently, we've been doing an evaluation. We're trying to pinpoint the exact hospitals that we want to be at in Puerto Rico. I've been working hand on hand with Carlos, with Jason. We're actually, you know, having our mission head out there. Before we get out there, we're going to pinpoint two hospitals. We're going to pinpoint the needs that they need out there, operations that they need, and we're going to try to narrow it down and try to schedule the doctors accordingly on mission in regards to whether it's eye surgery, cancer, orthopedics. So we're going to schedule everything in basis on the needs of the hospital and the area where we're at and the families and kids. Our focus is on everybody, you know, families, kids, moms, dads. And at this point, once we finish our mission, it's going to be big stepping stone in Puerto Rico, big impact all around Puerto Rico. And hopefully we can get out there and actually eventually give more needs to Puerto Rico in the healthcare industry, educate doctors, try to keep jobs in Puerto Rico. Because at this point, we have a lot of professionals in Puerto Rico who are educated in Puerto Rico have to leave because the jobs aren't there for us. So we're trying to change the whole infrastructure, not just do the surgeries, but make a platform in Puerto Rico where it's going to sustain Puerto Rico and keep jobs, opportunities, and families there in Puerto Rico and give back at all times.
That's amazing. Amazing work. And, you know, on behalf of my foundation, I can tell you if there's anything that I can do, consider it done. We have a full-functioning women's oncology clinic and pediatric clinic in Haiti that we built last year. We serve about 10,000 women per year.
Wow.
So
amazing.
We have doctors there. We've trained them. From the oncology side, anything that we can do, consider it done. It would be an honor.
I mean, you'll have Jason to speak to you a little bit more in depth of how he started this foundation. And honestly, what he's doing is great. It's a great cause. I mean, this year is going to be a very strong event. And I wanted to speak a little bit more and introduce him, Jason Zimmerman, to you guys in a few minutes. So you can speak more elaborate on his foundation, how he started, and where he is today. And the support he's had from everyone. It's amazing.
That's great. Yeah, we'll get Jay-Z in here and he can talk a little bit about, you know, first off, how every year he gets more and more amazing people to come to this event. I don't know.
And on top of that, guys, don't forget, we have a lot of celebrities coming down. Just join us. Stay tuned. Go on our webpage. Go in there. It's going to be for a great cause. A lot of dancing, guys. A lot of fun. So if you want to have a good time, you do a little salsa. You come down, all right? We're going to invite Carlos. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah, I mean, I always say that, you know, every time I used to do my events in the past, if you are able to help a cause, we want you to have fun. So this event is about you helping us to raise money. But at the same time, you know, the people that show up there, we want you guys to enjoy the night, have fun, and go home thinking, man, you know, I had a blast. And I would love to continue to be part of this foundation.
I love it. Party for a purpose. Party for a purpose. If you want to donate right now before the event, which I suggest that you do, you can simply text 44321 OP Rise Up. That's OP Rise Up. Carlos, before we head to break, you were talking earlier and you mentioned the school you built, man.
Yeah.
a baseball school. I mean, a guy who comes out of Puerto Rico and goes back and is able to actually build a school that gives people the same opportunity in which God bless him with is a pretty special thing, man. Tell us a little bit about your school.
Well, 8 years ago, me and my wife, you know, we're talking about give back to Puerto Rico, and we decide that I wanted to build something related with academics, which and we also related to baseball. So we built a high school specialized in baseball, and since day one, you know, we've been impacting kids in Puerto Rico. It's fun. It's something that as a player, I remember my beginnings in Puerto Rico and also my beginnings as a professional ball player. Like I said before, I couldn't speak any English. I come from a new environment, you know, adapting to America. And I built the high school. It's a bilingual high school. So we teach the kids the language. So all the struggles that I went through, I try to implement something in the academy where kids can be more prepared than what I was when I first came out of the Puerto Rico. So in 88 years that we're being open, we have graduated almost 200 kids.
Wow.
98% of the kids have come to United States and come to junior colleges, 4 years university. And the most important thing and the most proud number that I'm proud of about the academy is that 70% of our kids are first-time generation kids going to college. So for me, that we're breaking the chain,
yeah.
You know, and then breaking that, we're doing something positive for those families. And that's what we're proud of. We're proud of giving back. I remember before I retire, every city that I play in the United States, I always got called from, you know, my sons. I call them my sons. They're playing in colleges. Carlos, I'm here in Kansas. I'm here in San Diego.
Wow.
I'm here in, you know, Cincinnati. Can you leave me tickets? And, you know, I'm receiving those, my sons at the ballpark, and I'm proud of them. And I always show the love that they deserve because, you know, those are kids that really sacrifice a lot of time in Puerto Rico. Most of our kids, they travel hour and a half to go to my school. We provide, you know, transportation, but the commitment that they have is going to help them in life to accomplish whatever they need to accomplish.
That's truly amazing, man. And, you know, with that, we're going to go to a break. But I got to say, Carlos, you're doing God's work. I can't wait. I want to go visit your school.
Yeah, man. I would love to.
School. Actually, I'm thinking, man, I got a six-year-old.
And I would love to share your story with our student because that's what it's all about. It's about bringing them perspective that, you know, every sport have their challenges, you know, and you need to have a backup plan.
You have to. You have to have a plan B and C.
Exactly.
And a D in your back pocket. No, I love
For
it,
sure.
man. I love it. With that, we're going to go to break. I'm Jack Brewer. This is Off the Field. We will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
To take advantage of Mike's special offer, buy one set of Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. Call 1-800-958-1819 and use the promo code LEVEL. That's 1-800-958-1819. Promo code LEVEL. Or online at MyPillow.com. Don't forget the promo code LEVEL.
Everyone, welcome back to Off the Field. This is the final segment. I'm a little sad, and I wish you all could hear the conversations going on, actually on our breaks. Oh, man, it's just, it's really
fun.
Good it's to
fun.
Be able to be able to bond and talk spirituality and just talk about service with good folks. And we have a guest, a new person on the show, my brother. I call him Jay-Z. He's like, he's a real Jay-Z. Jason Zimmerman, He's the founder of Bridge Hampton's Benefits. And going into the fifth year, you know, Jason basically started this, finds great organizations around the world, helps them raise money, support, gets major exposure for some of the greatest organizations on the planet. Welcome, Jay-Z.
Oh, thank you, Jack. It's an honor to be next to you guys on this this broadcast, you know. So, yeah, Bridge Hampton Benefit, we started 5 years ago. I started out of my friend's clam bar in like a town in Long Island. And to think, to, you know, it would grow into something like this that I've really been helping so many people throughout the years. And I didn't, was never in a celebrity world. It just came to me, and I just really just, you know, amazed at the amount of people that have helped. I can't take all the credit myself. It's guys like yourselves, Carlos, and Gene Simmons, and some of the people from the past that really take their affluence and celebrity and put it towards good to help change communities. So this year is really special with the Puerto Rican Operation Rise Up that we have going together with Carlos and you know, just the community down there. You know, I had a chance to visit in February, and it's really when this whole thing came about with Hector. And then I looked at you know, what the hurricane had done to that island, and I said, hey, let's see if we can dedicate this year's event to doing some good down there. And then Carlos and his foundation, I teamed him up with Dr. Medhat from Operation International to deploy some doctors in the future to do a mission for the impoverished people of that area. And yeah, look forward to it. And have a good time as well. It's, you know, it's always every year I say, saying, oh, you know, this is a lot of work. I'm not sure if we're going to do it again. And then, boom, I got Carlos Beltran calling me. And I went through Hector. And then, you know, all the years of support, Jack, you've been there since the beginning with us. It's amazing to see where it's come. And thank you for your support. And look forward to this year as well, you know. So
definitely, definitely. And that's July 27th is the big day. Come out for the whole weekend, you know. Come on, make it a weekend. Make it a family affair. The Hamptons is a place where it's no like no other place in America, for sure, this July 27th. And as we said before, if you want to donate, you can text to 44321. That's OP, Rise Up, to 44321. OP, O-P, Rise Up. Jason, talk to us a little bit about the Hamptons. It's like, I don't even go to the Hamptons unless Jason is there. I'm going to tell everybody right now. Like, the only time I go to the Hamptons is if Jay-Z is not in town, I'm not going, right? I'm not going anywhere to eat there. I don't want to even be there.
Yeah, yeah.
But it can be an intimidating place if you're not from there, Jason. Like, you're going to a place where your cell phone may not work.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you leave the city, and it's the most beautiful area you've ever seen with amazing homes and food and everything else. Why should people come out to the Hamptons?
Well, the summertime in the Hamptons is like any other, you know, vacation town type place. You know, I grew up in Smithtown, which isn't in the Hamptons area. But for us, we used to summer out there as well. But I recently had an office on Main Street in Southampton. I just saw the community every year coming together. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of support in all areas of different charities and events. And, you know, I just happened to make a decision to have my event in the middle of the summer, which is probably the hardest market to break into, you know, without coming with some major dollars behind me, like some of these big time franchises that they do really good work. But for me, it was ground up. It was, let me get, you know, as many good people going on this. And then every year, you know, just would grow and grow. And, you know, the amazing support that we have from people who are very well off, and, you know, they have extra money and they give back, you know, and for me, that's something special.
I mean, you got the mayor coming, you got the cities behind you. It's like Jay-Z, he's actually the unofficial mayor of
Hamptons. No, no.
How you get so much support, Jay?
Number one, I'm good looking. It's just, you know, I'm a community member. I just, you know, I've had the, over my career, ability to meet certain people, and my one true talent would be connecting people like yourselves, so we can try to make a difference. I don't have that platform where I was, you know, on sports guy or, you know, in media. I was just Jay Zimmerman from Smithtown with a with an idea to come up with an event that showcases foundations like yours, Carlos's, Operation International, For me, you know, the money thing, you know, it's great to raise money, but you know, I like to see that money deployed and actually touch the people. So in addition to the funds that are raised that night, it's really getting down there, getting into the community and figuring out how we can change. And, you know, if you change one person's life, it pays it forward to, you know, so many other people. And the effect that that has is tremendous.
Yeah, that's amazing, man. And, you know, Jay, we were, all three of us were talking earlier just about the importance of spirituality. And Carlos made some references to preparation and really, you know, first off, you know, keeping God first, but, you know, then preparing yourself and going above and beyond. And Carlos, I got to tell you, I want everyone to hear this story. Mm-hmm. Man, how do you go from playing volleyball and make a decision, mm-hmm. you know, keeping it divine, but make that decision and then basically training yourself at a young age how to play a sport as complex as baseball? I mean, give us some background on that, because you really, you know, you blew me away with that
story.
Well,
you know, baseball and volleyball was the two sports that I really was passionate about it. And it was like around age 14 when I had a conversation with my dad, and we were talking about, you know, volleyball, the passion, baseball, the passion, and basically end up deciding to play baseball full time. And my dad was a dad that always support me, never pushed me to do anything. He basically said to me, you know what, I know you love baseball, I know you love volleyball, but I just want you to follow your heart. You know, that's the most important thing, because when you follow your heart, you end up doing something you really love. So, and I used to come from the school. I used to have a bag of baseball in my house, and a bat, walk like 25 minutes to get to the little stadium, and start throwing balls in the air and hitting them to center field, picking up, throwing back to home plate. So I end up spending hours at the ballpark on my own. And, you know, I was in a mission in my heart. I was in a mission, and that mission was to hopefully provide my parents a better way of living. And understanding that where I'm coming from, understanding the circumstances that we went through as a family, I just wanted to change the outcome. And like I was telling you, you know, I always said there's always people watching. And in my case, God was watching me every single day at the ballpark on my own at 2 o'clock, where it's real hot, me spending hours there. And, you know, he opened the door for me, you know. So when I look at my career, when I look at all the things that I have done in my career as a ball player and in my life, I attribute everything to God, because there's no other way. You know, I'm super humble about it. I recognize that, you know, why Carlos Beltran, you know, yeah. And it could have been somebody else, but, you know, he gave me that platform, and I wanted to make sure that I do the best and the most out of it with that platform.
Yeah. And you talk about humility so much, and, you know, just your presence, you feel the humility that you have. And, you know, our egos block us from so much, right? And as humans, it's hard to fight. It's like a constant battle between ego and self-blindness, right? And your ego can get in front of you and really can lead your path, right? Mm-hmm. And with ego, if you have an ego, you don't have God with you, mm-hmm. right? God doesn't have an ego because he's first. And if he's first, you don't have an ego. And so most people don't realize that, but Carlos, you live it, man. And you mentioned a story earlier, really about a point in your career where it was just like, man, you stepped back and gave glory to God, and you were so humble to be in a situation at All-Star Game, I believe,
yeah,
2007.
2007,
yeah,
my
tell
friend.
Tell us that story, man.
2007, I'm flying to San Francisco, and I remember that in that flight, I think it was like my 7th All-Star Game, something like that. And all of them are, you know, a privilege to be part of it. And I get to San Francisco, I go through all the activities when they're announcing our starting lineup. And I remember that Jose Reyes was leading off that day, and hitting second was Barry Bonds. And I'm, you know, I got announced to hit third. So I'm running toward the line. And while I'm running toward the line, all these thoughts of me growing up in Manatí, Puerto Rico are coming to my mind. And I'm realizing that, wow, God, This is incredible.
Who's hitting fourth?
Hitting fourth was Ken Griffey Jr. So I'm in the middle of these two horses, you know. And it was a moment where the only way that I could appreciate that moment was if I was living in the present moment. Mm. And I was living in the present moment that time, and it was a bless. It was a blessing, something that I remember in the same game, the manager went to change the pitcher, and normally the outfielders meet in center field. So I'm playing center field. I look to my left, and I see Ken Griffey walking toward me. And I look to my right, and I see Barry walking toward me. And I'm like, oh, my God, this here it goes again. You know, like, you know. So when they get to me in center field, I go to them and I say, I just want to let you guys know that I admire you, both of you guys, grow up watching you guys. So the fact that I'm here with you, I just want to say that, you know, I'm blessed about it. And they go like, what are you talking about, man? We admire you now. So, you know, it's one of those moments where, you know, there was no moment in my career that I took for granted. I always wanted to be conscious about the opportunity, and also wanted to be conscious about where I was standing, you know, and the things that I needed to go through in order to get there.
I love it. You know, we're going to wrap up with this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Jay-Z. This is the first time you've been on Off the Field.
Yeah, yep.
You know, you've done so much work for athletes, artists off the field, and giving your platform. Any final thoughts?
I just, you know, thoughts. There's so many going through my head right now. But my one thought would be, thank you, Jack, for being who you are, and Carlos for taking an opportunity to do the benefit, and look forward to tickets information. You go to BridgeHamptonBenefit.com. July 27th from 6 to 11, we're going to throw a party, and we're going to have a good time that's going to support a lot of people in Puerto Rico.
Great. Great. Carlos, any last thoughts?
Oh, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to, you know, allow me to be here with you and talk about and get to know another great human being that is doing great things also, you know, for the community, and that's what it's all about.
That's great. Wow. This has definitely been a very special off the field segment, and just an opportunity for men to bond and talk about the things that really matter and highlight those. And so I want to thank you all for taking the time to come over here today. I know everyone's busy and having to schedule this. So on behalf of Off the Field, we're here in the iHeart Radio Studios. I want to give a big special thank you to iHeart and the entire staff, Spruce, for doing all that he does to produce the show, everyone that's ever supported us, people that support all the various initiatives that I do and the initiatives that my brothers do, like Carlos and all the other athletes and artists. You know, this show is here to highlight things off the field, really talking about stuff that matters for athletes and people who are oftentimes looked up to as their sport. But, you know, really it's about the service and the things that we do in the community and how we want to help leave our legacies, but more importantly, improve people's lives. And so, like I always say, live your words through your hands. The work of your hands speaks so much. I'm Jack Brewer. This is Off the Field. Very special, special segment. Sending a big blessing to everyone, to your families, to your friends, health, wealth, happiness. Work hard, but love harder. This is Off the Field.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
To take advantage of Mike's special offer, buy one set of Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. Call 1-800-958-1819 and use the promo code LEVEL. That's 1-800-958-1819. Promo code LEVEL. Or online at MyPillow.com. Don't forget the promo code LEVEL.